In professional sports, good players are a dime a dozen. Truly great ones are rare. So it's not often that a franchise trades a star just when he's getting to be a great performer. But that's what happened in the National Football League yesterday when the Denver Broncos traded 25-year-old quarterback Jay Cutler to the Chicago Bears. After spending a summer in uniform with the Broncos, our sports commentator, Stefan Fatsis, knows a little bit about the team, and he joins us now. Stefan, the trade of Jay Cutler is dominating sports section headlines all across the country today. Also, talk radio is just a buzz about this. Put this in some context for the more casual fan. Why is this such a big deal?
Because this guy is so young and so talented. Look, players in all sports are restricted earlier in their careers by labor rules that limit their ability to change teams. They're bound for a few years to the team that first acquired them. They don't have much leverage to force a trade, and teams don't want to trade them. They invest millions of dollars in players that they see as potential anchors. This type of player is especially rare at the quarterback position in football because it's so important. And when you have one of those guys, you want to hang on to him. Aaron Schatz is a stats guru who runs a website called Football Outsiders, and he argues today on ESPN that the Cutler trade may be the biggest in NFL history when it comes to a player's future value. Schatz says that Cutler's stats at this stage in his career match up to or exceed those of some guys you may have heard of: Joe Montana, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady.
Quite a list. So why was he traded?
Well, because his relationship with the team had developed into a soap opera. The Broncos owner, Pat Bowlen, had fired the longtime head coach there, Mike Shanahan, back in December after a third mediocre season in a row. And the new coach is a guy named Josh McDaniels, who came from the successful New England Patriots organization. Now, McDaniels listened to a trade offer for Cutler, as he should have, but the quarterback and his agent, who, by the way, is the agent that orchestrated Brett Favre's drama in leaving Green Bay last year, these guys were apparently miffed by the conversations about the trade and by some inelegant spin about what went down. And it reached a point where Cutler told the team he wanted out, and the owner, Pat Bowlen, called his bluff.
Now, this sounds like a classic power struggle. A talented athlete, a high-powered agent, a prominent team. Isn't this a big risk, though, for the Denver Broncos, if you look at them just as a business?
Well, it is. They've alienated a lot of fans who were enamored of a player who was perceived as the team savior, the guy that would lead them back to the Super Bowl. On the other hand, teams do what they think gives them the best chance to win. And I think the owner and the new coach analyzed the player, Jay Cutler, and they had questions about this kid's maturity, his personality, his leadership skills, his compatibility with what the new coach had planned tactically for the team, what he might expect in a new contract. And in a talk radio sense, yeah, that's risky. You don't trade away the statistics. In a business sense, though, it seems downright progressive what the Broncos did. They may not have planned on it, but I think they struck a blow for rational thinking in pro sports. And they got three high draft picks and a quarterback, Kyle Orton, in return from the Chicago Bears. That's a lot.
Now, Stefan, I hope you don't mind, but I'd like to slide on over to another topic, college sports. A lot of Final Fours are on the schedule, men's and women's basketball tomorrow and Sunday, with the finals on Monday and Tuesday. But I'd like to skate on over to yet another topic, men's ice hockey, and an unlikely semifinalist from my home state, Bemidji State University in Bemidji, Minnesota.
You know, you probably know exactly where Bemidji is.
Yeah, I do. I can pinpoint it right there on the map.
I looked it up on a map. It's in northern Minnesota on the western shore of Lake Bemidji, just up Route 2 from Duluth. Men's and women's ice hockey are the only sports in which the school plays in the NCAA's top division. But the men, seeded dead last, 16th in the NCAA tournament, they beat Notre Dame, they beat Cornell, and they find themselves as the first 16 seed to reach the Frozen Four. Everyone's wearing green on campus today. There's a big rally scheduled before fans head off to Washington, D.C. for the semifinals next week. They'll play another underdog, Miami of Ohio. So you can have your Connecticuts and North Carolinas. I say, go Beavers.
I'm with you there. Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
That's Stefan Fatsis. He's the author of A Few Seconds of Panic, and he joins us most Fridays.